Well, let's talk to a young volunteer, and it is Emily. She's on the line. Emily, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
What do you do, Emily?
I did volunteer as administration. Sorry, I couldn't get my words out then. In administration, I landed a job through that. then currently I've started volunteering with CSV, doing a health buddy scheme.
Really? How tough was it?
second time round's been tough. It's always tough, I think, especially when you're like me. I've got children, so obviously doing the volunteering side is quite hard because you don't get out with childcare and travel and things like that. But at the same time as saying that, I absolutely love volunteering. It opens up doors that wouldn't be opened up if you just sat or if you've got a normal job.
Okay, well, you gave away the fact that you are a mum already?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, mum of two.
Mum of two. Oh, fantastic. But has it, you know, what about trying to get a job? What about trying to get a CV together? You reckon
you're labelled, aren't you? Straight away, I haven't got nothing on paper which says that I've done anything from the age of about 15 right up until I was 19. So on paper, straight away, like when you go into an employer, you what have you done for 4 years? I've been a mum, or if you haven't done anything because you don't have the skills or something like that, then they just dismiss you straight away. Whereas with volunteering, it's completely different. They don't look at that side of things. They just see that you're willing, and gratitude for that.
Well, you're a mum now, and you say you did volunteer. Have you had to give it up?
I'm still volunteering now with Casey's Corner, along with Councillor Alison Casey. She's just started a new scheme, which is Casey's Corner, put all parts to try and help the community and things like that. We're literally first steps of that, so there's not really much to tell from my side. I think the launch is in September. So I'm still doing as much as I can. I did the walk last week for Devonair Ambulance. So I'm still doing, but obviously... You can't keep doing something when it's not putting food on the table. So you've got to flip the coin again, as much as I like doing it from a reality point of view. You need to sit and debate and see whether it's worth it.
You got your head screwed on. Let's just bring... Yeah, no, I admire you. I mean, if you're juggling the fact that you've got to be a mum of two, and you're still volunteering, you're trying to get a job together, you're trying to get your CV together.
It's a vicious circle, isn't it? Because if you don't volunteer, you don't get the experience and you don't get the knowledge under your belt. But if you do volunteer, you're not out looking for another job. But I love volunteering. As much as I'm sat here saying, because I have my situation's different, anybody that finds it hard to get a job or finds it difficult to build their confidence and things, you got to look into volunteering because it's amazing. It opens up so many doors and different opportunities.
Well, stay on the line, Emily. I'm guessing, okay. Simon, you have never met Emily, but you've met hundreds of people like her.
Absolutely. I couldn't have put it better myself if I was trying to put together a little advert for volunteering there. I think Emily's done extremely well. Yeah, I mean, I think there's a number of things I would say on this point, Fitz. One of the things that volunteer centres and councils of voluntary service do is to work with the organisations that host volunteers and train some of their staff about the best way to manage volunteers. Because, you know, I think a lot of people think that volunteering is simple and that it's free to the organisation, and it really shouldn't be. Volunteers are unpaid members of staff, and I think the best organisations will invest in training and development and appropriate supervision of their volunteers, so that those volunteers get something out of it. And certainly with a number of our programmes, they have direct links to training, including employability skills, which is one of the areas that we're developing at the moment, because we recognise that increasing numbers of people are coming forward to volunteer, and part of their motivation, not all of it, but part of their motivation is about wanting to develop themselves, develop their skills and develop their careers. So we're looking for opportunities that go hand in hand with training, and maybe Emily's local CVS can help with that.
Yeah, do you think they will be able to help with you, Emily?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Nina Davies, she's brilliant, absolutely brilliant. She's the one who got me back into the volunteering side of things, again, like the second time around. And you say about getting the training out of it and things, I got my MVQ level 2 in business administration through volunteering the first time around. So it is 100% like, brilliant. You do get out of it what you put into it,
yeah.
Definitely.
But you haven't been exploited.
No, not at all. I'll probably exploit them. I'll go on too much.
Emily, you're a breath of fresh air. Right,
oh,
okay.
Thank you.
Simon, sign her up now. You need this young lady as a PR campaign.
Sign me up, Simon.
We'll turn her into our poster girl, I think.
Yeah.
Emily, look, thank you very much indeed.
Not a problem.
For joining me today. And just phone us back up. Tell us, you know, how things are going to develop over the next couple of months, okay?
Yeah, definitely. Not a problem.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
Thank
bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
As I say, a breath of fresh air there, Simon. Are you pleased with that? I mean, that's a great achievement, considering what she's gone through as well in her personal life.
Absolutely. And you know what, Fitz? Very often you find that people that do come forward to volunteer, and particularly sometimes in some of the caring roles in community organisations, very often have had some quite difficult circumstances themselves. And sometimes it's that sense of wanting to put something back, of having come through, you know, the mill a little bit, and feeling that they've got something from their own experience to share with other people. And there are some wonderful human stories that come out of this line of work. I think just one other thing I would say, Fitz, a lot of people who are on benefits are very fearful that if they volunteer, they will be seen to be not actively seeking work. And we've done a lot of work recently, locally with Job Centre Plus, but also nationally between Volunteering England and the Department for Work and Pensions, to make it absolutely clear that volunteering has a valid role to play in getting people back into work. And if anybody is experiencing any difficulties with individual benefits advisors, then please do contact your local CVS, and we will be more than happy to put the record straight and ensure that no benefits are threatened as a result of volunteering.
OK, now the centre is funded in various ways. Am I guessing Devon County Council is in there somewhere?
Yeah, Devon County Council is the main funder of CVSs and volunteer centres. Some of the district councils also contribute. There's eight CVSs across the Shire of Devon, one for each district authority area. But they are in the process of joining up. And in fact, certainly in terms of volunteering, the vacancies are already shared across the eight CVSs. So there is a website, which is volunteerdevon.net, where people can keep up to date with the latest vacancies. There's a smart database there where you put in your interests, your skills, your hobbies, and it will come up with a suitable match of those vacancies that are available at the moment. So I'd really recommend people have a look at that.
Okay, and what are the vacancies? Anything happening? Anything that would interest us down here?
I could see you as a 19th century laundry maid, Fitz, if that tickles your fancy.
Funny you should mention that. I may have the uniform.
How do you look in a mop cap? There's a wonderful project through the National Trust at Killerton House where they get people to dress up in period costume. And as they show visitors round, they sort of play the part of the historical character, but also taught members of the public through what life would have been like at the time for those particular roles. So that's quite an exciting one. There's also the role of a miller, which is an unusual one, I guess, down at Devon Wildlife Trust. Their headquarters in Exeter is actually part of a historic working water mill, and they're very keen to open that up to the public. So they're keen to get some people along there. No experience necessary. They'll train people in how to use the water mill and so on.
Good
and
grief.
Again, an opportunity to talk visitors through you know, how the milling process would have worked, and to give people an opportunity to have a try at that.
And it produces flour?
It actually
that
produces
way.
Flour, that's right. Yeah, absolutely.
Do you know, I was just thinking, you know, like hospital drivers, or maybe just, you know, going around to talk to people, but those are a couple of fascinating positions.
Absolutely. And I think perhaps you've picked up on something there. You know, for some people, volunteering has a particular image. And of course, there's lots of opportunities as hospital drivers and befriending schemes and so on. Mm. But there's also plenty there for the, you know, the slightly more unusual. And, you know, Dan's obviously mentioned the Olympics. There's also a website called joininuk.org, which gives people opportunities to take part in sporting opportunities based in the community. So another website worth having a look at. But I would say there were volunteer opportunities for absolutely any interest out there. It's just a matter of taking the time to have a look.
Well, I'll go and freshly launder my whalebone bustle and see if I can give you a call later. Simon, you're an absolute star. Thank you very much indeed for joining us today. By the way, how do we get in touch with you?
The easiest way is on our telephone number, which is 01392 202055. The website for volunteering across Devon is volunteerdevon.net, or you can look at Exeter CVS's website, which is www.exetercvs.org.uk.
Simon, thank you very much indeed for joining us today.